Hallelujah. We are in the house of the Lord, friends. It is Sunday. It is Sunday. The week is gone. The week is gone. You have accomplished a lot. Many have gone to be with the Lord, but you are here. Amen. Amen. Last Friday, we had a very powerful night here. A little prayer. Were you touched? Yes. Amen. I was moved. We'll be talking about we are in December. Can you believe that? Yeah. We're in December. We stood here in January and never knew we would get here. I think some of you are clapping as though you knew it. You knew that you would be here, and for you, it's my friend. There are people who thought they would be here. There are people who had it all planned out. They had more money than you would ever handle. They had more properties than you would ever dream about. But they're not here today. We are here in December, and December is the month of Advent, the month of Advent. Not that Jesus Christ was born in December. It's just a calendar made by man to commemorate that wonderful birth of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll be celebrating Christmas soon. But most people, Christmas means shopping. Yeah. Some of you are waiting to go for the shopping rush. Let me tell you, in Christmas is whose birthday? It's Christ's birthday. But let me tell you, Christ misses out on the birthday, on his birthday. Everybody thinks about themselves. I think about my wife, I think about my children, I think about an extended family back home, but we forget the baby. Forget the baby. We forget the baby. And that baby is just a package of love from God. That was a package of love from God. The baby was love, is love himself. Why? Because God is love. So this season, all over the world, churches will see their income in giving and tithing fall. Why? Because every other person, everybody begins to be selfish. We think too much of ourselves and forget about the baby. But this morning, I want us to celebrate the baby. I want us to begin to prepare for the baby. Hallelujah. Amen. To accept that love and celebrate that love. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only celebrating it, but imbibe it, to eat the love, so that you become love yourself. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 is where we'll start from. Love. The greatest miracle that ever happened was about love. The greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. When the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who spoke everything into existence, the Almighty God, the Omnipotent God, the Omniscient God, humbled himself and stooped low and came into frail humanity as a baby. That is the greatest miracle. Love stoops so low so that it can elevate. Hallelujah. Love. That's why the Bible talks about men loving. Men, love your wives. Because men are creatures, machoism, and they don't want to bend. They want to stoop low. So God tells them, love. Just like as Christ did what? As Christ loved his church. How did he love his church? He loved his church, number one, by stooping. Before he gets to the cross, he did something spectacular. And this month, I want us to be celebrating the spirit of humility. Somebody say humility. You need to be humble. You cannot love unless you are humble. Love requires humility. Requires somebody to stoop low. Hallelujah. He stooped low. He left all the glory in heaven and looked many years ahead and looked at this boy who is holding the microphone right now and said, I am going to go down because of him. I'm going to leave all this luxury in heaven. Yeah, why? Because I love him. I love him. I love him. This is love. This is love. This is love. Genuine love. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Love that is not expecting back. Genuine love. Therefore, he says in chapter 2, verse 1, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, who is this writing? Paul is writing to the Philippians. Paul did not see Jesus face to face. He didn't see Jesus face to face. But he experienced Jesus. And the moment he experienced, Paul was a man who hated the church. Man who was full of hatred. He hated with zeal. He hated with passion. And today we have got Christians who hate with a passion. We have got many Christians and a few disciples. Because Jesus Christ said, this is how they will know that you are my what? Disciples. How will they know that we are his disciples? Pardon? By the love we do what? With which we love one another. That is the hallmark of discipleship. Now, if you are in this place and you hate somebody, it's somebody that you hate, you are not yet a disciple. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not a disciple. You are just something else. You are a disciple of something else. You cannot say you are a Christian if you do not love. Amen. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, consolation in Christ, comfort in love, fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and love and mercy, affection means love, fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. How? Having the same what? The same what? Now, can everybody stand on your feet, please? Stand on your feet. Now, I'm going to preach this message while we are all standing. Is that what you want? No, 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 no. I don't want you to stand. I want you to respond. Amen. Let's be responsive, guys. Come on. We're in charge. Amen. Take your seats. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let us be responsive. Let us, amen. Come on, come on. Let's break that coldness. We break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I break that heaviness off your life. Let me tell you, you've come to church. This is a place where divine exchange happens. I don't care what you carry during the week. When you come into church, you leave it here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fulfill my joy by being what? Like-minded. Having the same love. Having the what? The same love. Being of one accord. Of one mind. Like who? As Jesus. Being the same, like-minded, being like-minded. What is a Christian? A Christian is one who lives after the principles of who? Of Christ. In other words, one who is trying to have the same mind with Christ. Christ's love. Christ is love. We cannot be Christians if we do not love. Hallelujah. Love, love, love your neighbor. as you love yourself. Amen. Love. That was this. That is what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate love, period. How do we know that? We know it from John 3:16. Well, how? For God did what? So loved. He so loved. My goodness. He lavished us with love. And he did not give us, you know, I've got sons here. I've got two sons. I've got three sons. You know, some of you have got five sons. I don't know who of you would offer one of them. If you came and say, can you offer one of them for me, for this church to die? I would say, you must be joking. You must be out of your mind. You understand? I have three, but he had one. Only one. Only one. Only one. And that kind of love that he had, he could not even spare the only one. Do you know how much you and I are sparing? Do you know how much you are sparing? And yet we say we love, we claim to love. You cannot love if you cannot give all. Love gives all. Amen. Amen. Love gives all. Gives our time. Give your time. Give your time. You say, I love God. How much time do you give him? How much time do you give him? I'm not talking even about coming to church here and serving him. In your private life, how much time do you give God? The God we say we love. I love you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. And he's thinking, wow, really? Really? We need today to drink love. To drink love. You can never give what you don't have. Did you hear that? You cannot give what you don't have. The reason we don't love is because we don't have love. And the reason we don't have love is because we do not have Christ. It is as simple as that. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Just like Jesus. Love puts others before you. Jesus Christ, my friend, did not need to die. He didn't need to die. It is you and I who needed to die, who needed salvation. We had to die because of sin. But he said, you know what? I am going to die in their stead. So you have a debt, and someone and the bailiffs are at your door, and somebody comes and says, you know, no, listen, forget about him. Send the check, send the bill to me. How many of us would do that? How many of us would do that? We know how to look the other way. The Good Samaritan versus the Levite versus the priest. We all look the other way. We cross over. He said, love yourself as you do what? As you love your neighbor. And this guy comes to him and says, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor, Lord? And then the Lord begins to elucidate and talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Your neighbor is anybody who is in need of love. That neighbor you see that is sat next to you needs love. They need love. That's why we came here. We need love. We sit here in this church, congregation together, but there are divisions upon divisions. There are cliques upon cliques. So and so does not want to see so and so. The other one does not want. And how do we expect God to come down in our midst, in our worship? How? Tell me how. Can we talk? Where is your love? The smiles we have are superficial. We cannot continue like this in the next year. We cannot continue like this in the next year. Hallelujah. This place has got to be an oasis of love. Out there is heartache. The week has been cruel to many people. You've got crazy colleagues at work. You've got crazy fellow students. When you come here, you expect to find love. We expect to find love. That's what we cry. That's what we cry for day and night. Lord, fill us with love. Lord, fill us with love for your people. Lord, I want to love people like you love them. How does God love people? How does he love people? He loves people. His love is steadfast. We sang that song. He's steadfast. It is consistent. He will love you in the morning the same way he will love you at noon. Even when you fall down, even when you falter, listen, he still loves you. But for us, we have got that standard. She stepped on me. Now she's deleted. Guys, Jesus Christ said, this is how they will know you, that you are mine. This is how they will know that you are born again. How? By the way you handle each other. By the way you love each other. If any one of us falters, it's not upon us to stone them to death. To love them. Love them. Love each other. Love one another. Just like you love yourself. How many of you want to cut off your hand? You know how long some of us took in that mirror? What was that? That was love. Love of the self. But then you walk in here and find something in my eye and you bypass me and you don't even tell me, Ruben, listen, there's something in your eye. With love, of course. You understand? What's that? That is selfishness. It's because you are too much of yourself, too much in your own world. We've got to break those barriers. We break those barriers. We break those barriers. We break those barriers. We break those barriers. Father, give me your mind. Give me your mind. He says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition. Selfishness. Selfishness is the order of the world out there. Selfishness must never be the order in church. Ever. That's not our language. That's not our dialect. Never. Selfishness. Selfish ambition. You know what selfish ambition is? I want to get on top, but I don't care on whom I step. Whether it's a tongue, whether it's an eye, I do not care. And you know, your eye is just on the goal. No. Jesus Christ showed us the pyramid. The pyramid is turned upside down. You want to go higher? The pyramid stand upside down. He humbled himself. It was not, the cross was not about him. No, it was about you and I. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. But in what? In lowliness of mind. In lowliness of what? Of mind. It's a mind issue. Lowliness of mind. Somebody touch your head. Touch your head with me, please. Lowliness of mind. I speak humility in this mind. I speak humility over this mind. I speak humility. Lowliness. The lowliness that was in Christ Jesus. The lowliness that was in God. As he repackaged himself into a baby to come because of me, I repackage my brain right now. I repackage my mind right now. And I speak lowliness in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem is lift up. Hallelujah. Esteem is honor. Honor each other, even if it is that baby there. Honor. That's why we don't abuse kids. Hallelujah. Any person who abuses a kid, can never esteem an adult. Can I repeat that? If you cannot esteem that child, you will never esteem an adult. You will never. And that is why Jesus Christ came as a baby. And the enemy knew it. The enemy knows what these little kids will become. That is why all hell broke loose when the baby was born. Herod, a king, was troubled and issued an edict that all baby boys must be killed. Why? Because he knew. He esteemed the baby. You get that? He knew what the baby carried. So if you cannot esteem a baby, a little boy, a little girl, you will never esteem a fellow adult. Esteem others better than yourself. I esteem you, all of you, better than myself. That's why I am your servant. Hallelujah. I am your what? Servant. I'm not here to serve me. No. I'm not here to serve me. No. No. If I wanted to serve me, I would be doing other things, which I am capable of doing, by the way, and well equipped to do. Hallelujah. But you are on my heart. Hallelujah. You are on my heart. You are on my heart. When you prosper, I am happy. For me, it's like somebody has deposited $1 million on my account. When somebody says, I have got a job. When somebody says, I'm getting married. Come on. When somebody changes. When somebody walked in here as a quarrelsome person, and after some time, a while, he is transformed. That is it. I want you to be better than me. How many parents are in here? You have a child? If you are a parent here and you start competing with your child, you are crazy. You are crazy. Every parent wants his child to be better than them. Hallelujah. Now, that also applies to one another here. You need to make sure to pray that somebody becomes better than you. Better than you. Are they speaking well? Let them pray. Let them be. Let them sing better than me. Let them preach better than me. Esteem them better than yourself. Verse 4, as we finish. Do we have a verse 4? That one is dangerous. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests. Notice that he doesn't say, let none of you look out for your interests. Mm-mm. You are allowed to look out for your what? For your interests. But the key word there is only. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests. You are allowed to look out for your own interests. You are allowed, but not only. Hallelujah. Every one of us came here to touch Jesus Christ. Didn't it? No, true? Yeah, but not only for me. Even for others. Hallelujah. 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 Not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. That is love. That is love. You cannot look out for the interests of others if you hate them. If you loathe them. You can't. Hallelujah. For the interests of others. Every eye closed. Did you learn something this morning? Love. 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 Just close those eyes where you are, as they worshippers make their way to the pulpit.